Over a long career, Beidler has written analyses of early American and Alabama literature, sweeping appraisals of the war literature of World War II and Vietnam, a number of powerful personal essays based on his experiences as a lieutenant in Vietnam, and most lately, outraged appraisals of American political leadership. To all this, he brings considerable skill as a cultural critic, usually of the U.S., but here the subject is Cuba. The 13 essays of Paradise, the result of several trips to Cuba and a prodigious amount of reading, constitutes an informal history of Cuba, from Columbus through Spanish rule, rebellion, especially the Spanish-American War, called there La Intervención, the U.S.-backed corrupt and vicious dictatorship of Batista, the Castro Revolution, the betrayal and abandonment by Russia at the collapse of the Soviet Union, called by Cubans El Periodo Especial, right through to the present moment. Beidler places prime importance on his first and last chapters. In the first, a long explication of the novel Cecilia Valdez by Cirilo Villaverde, he asserts that the novel, little known in America, and its tragic mulatta heroine, is an emblem of Cuban history, quote, social mores, racial attitudes, economic and class relationships, food and drink, literature and art. In short, everything. The last chapter is a paean to Yoani Sanchez, courageous Cuban blogger, who has suffered harassment, arrest, and even beatings, posting since 2008 thousands of blogs describing life in contemporary Cuba. She has a million reader comments and is translated into 20 languages. The lesson is the internet has changed everything. Dictatorship will never be the same. As important as these two writings may be, most readers will prefer the essays on Desi Arnaz, Ernest Hemingway, Che Guevara, Graham Greene, Martin Cruz Smith, Steve Allen, Walker Evans, and other more familiar subjects. We knew Desi was Cuban. Beidler reminds us that Desiderio Alberto Arnaz y de Acha III was a shrewd businessman, a considerable musician from a family of, quote, great social prominence and political importance, end quote. His grandfather was a founder of Bacardi Rum, and his father was the mayor of Santiago. Beidler even explains Babalu. Both Ernest Hemingway and Ernesto Che Guevara are heroes in today's Cuba, non-natives who chose it for their home and brought worldwide attention to the island. Both are now, Beidler says, brands. Che is the man of revolution, youth, and courage. Hemingway, the old man of endurance. As much as Beidler tries to praise Hemingway, his politically correct, long-standing irritations burst forth. Ernest was guilty, he says, of, quote, swaggering exhibitions of maleness, end quote, and was, quote, finally undone by his own bogus cult of heroic personality, a death by suicide with paranoiac delusions about the Internal Revenue Service, end quote. The Cubans admire him anyway. The novelist Graham Greene, not so much. Greene's masterpiece, Our Man in Havana, spoofed Cold War spy networks but refused to take very seriously either the tyrannies and torture of the Batista regime or the heroism and sacrifice of the revolution. He is not forgiven. Beidler also offers a detailed explication of Martin Cruz Smith's thriller Havana Bay, set in the desperate period following Soviet abandonment, an essay on the monster Batista, emphasizing his pleasant residency in Daytona Beach, and a comic description of The Steve Allen Show, the night it broadcast live from Havana for the opening of the Riviera Hotel, owned by American mobsters Meyer Lansky and Lucky Luciano.